another day. You know how about we always tell you to always be careful of the things you do post or share on social media, because a lot of those things have a likelihood of having some legal implications, and at some point you can get yourself sued for the things that you share or post on social media. Now, a lot of people think nasikhulumange social media sikhulumange Facebook. No, it's not just Facebook. It's the things that you share and you forward to other people on WhatsApp, on Instagram, signa TikTok nayalo. It's also a form of social media. There's a lot of social media platforms. Twitter, you can name them. All of those social media platforms, you need to be careful of your behavior and the things that you share, because you could get yourself sued. So we decided to get in touch with Tam Sangam, who is an associate from Cliff Decker Wolf Mayer Lawyer and Law Firm. Tam Sangam, good morning. Welcome to Rise FM.
Good morning, and good morning to your listeners.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. So how does a person get him or herself sued for something they post or share on social media?
The issue really speaks to defamation of character.
Okay.
And an injury to the person's reputation. So sometimes people may be angry or whatever the reason, go on social media and post something that is injurious to the person's character, maybe lie about them.
Mm.
And if that person's not happy about it, they've got the right to approach a court and sue for defamation.
So when you get to court, what do you say? Do you say, Reagile posted something about me on social media and it's not true? Or do you first go and open a case? How does it work?
Looks like you've done your research. So, yes, you do that, but there are two defenses for defamation.
Yeah.
One of them is the one that you've just spoken about. If it's true, then it can't be defamation, because you're actually just telling the truth. And also if it's in the public interest. And usually you find that, especially with people in your industry, people who are in the media and in the media industry, sometimes they will publish things that are in the public interest, even if not all of what they publish may be true. So that those two defenses, you'll be able to use at court. However, if you don't have those two defenses available for you, then you may be in trouble.
Does this also go for information lengi forward deal? I mean, I'm not the one who wrote the post. You know how people would always say, not in my handwriting. I'm not the one that wrote this. Nami ngubonile, saying, hey, let me share this. And nami, usuwa mina or usuwa the person that initiated that false statement or post.
Ngisuwa wena orichutile no ripostile. And the reason for that is publication now is no longer limited to print. So it's no longer just a magazine or even a newspaper.
Mm.
It includes as well social media, whether it's WhatsApp or Twitter or Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah.
So sometimes you may find something that you think is either very hilarious, or a spat between two celebrities that you think is really hilarious, or a spat between two friends that you retweet. If the person who is the subject of that feels aggrieved by it, because the nature of defamation as well is that your name or your reputation must be blemished in the eyes of the public.
Yeah.
So you can imagine how many people use Twitter and all these other social media.
Okay. It seems to me like there's a lot of gray area around this, or a lot of questions. Let me put it that way. So I would want to understand. So I'm going to ask you these questions. Even some as though, or should I say, even if some might come across as though, oh, Mara, it sounds like your question, Lenjane. I'm going to ask you. Okay, so Gukale wa share 50 people before share mina. Why aren't you suing the other 50 people? Why are you suing me? And can I, nami njongoba wena utong suwa, nami ngisuwe the other person, lo share lendo leyo, nami ngathola sengishare ama fake news?
So we cannot, if, for instance, you are, I'm going to use an example, if you are in a dispute with someone and the person is angry at you, you have the right to say, as the person who's being sued, that there are other people who've done the same, that you must also join in this. But you can't say that I cannot be the one that is answerable.
Mm.
The because there are other ones. You can only say to the person who's trying to sue you, include them, because it's not only just me.
Okay.
So it can be the 50 of you or just yourself.
So Tom Sanga, let's say the guy sues for 2 million. Does that mean the 50 of us give him 2 million, or do we divide it upon amongst each other?
So you will find that in his papers, he might say that he's suing you as the first respondent, and then says maybe there are 49 other people. Mm. And he says you must pay, or all of you must pay together. Then you can decide. So then what that means is, if you've got the 200 million or the 20 million, you will pay the 20 million and go claim it from the other 49, or the 49 of you can divide it amongst yourselves and pay. But as long as you've got the order that says he's owed the 200 million,
you
have to pay.
All right, thanks. We're talking to Tom Sanga from Cliff Decker, Wolfmeyer, lawyer and law firm. He's an associate. They're telling us more about how you can get yourself in trouble for the things that you share, post on social media. It doesn't matter who generated the initial post. If it's about me and it's a defamation, it's incorrect information, I can choose to sue whoever I want to sue. That lingimbonile ashera le post leyo. So people must really be careful.
It seems like you need to have a lawyer before you post something. Like, hey man, is this okay?
Tom Sanga, thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. How do people get in touch with you in case they've got more questions and they would like to really learn about avoiding getting themselves in trouble on social media?
They can go on the website, check out Hotman, and look up for my name there. Unfortunately, I am not a social media person.
That makes sense. For obvious reasons. Thank you so much, Tom Sanga. All right, that was Tom Sanga, an associate at Cliff Decker, Wolfmeyer Law and Law Firm. Says, check out their website. His contact details are there as well. He's not on social media, for obvious reasons.
We need to watch ourselves.
Yeah, the things that you share and post.
It's not even about sharing, geez. It just seems like you need to be extra careful now. When you go on these internet, what?
I forgot to ask, can I sue if somebody... can I sue if somebody spreads fake news, but they have nothing to do with me? It's not a defamation of my character. Or anything, where nothing to do with me. It's not a defamation of my character, or anything.
Where
spread my fake news, I'm aggrieved. You're listening to the Rise FM Breakfast with Cheese.
In a challenging and competitive world where success is hard-earned, we put in the hard work to give you education that's world-class, that backs you beyond graduation.